In the fourth chapter of Luke, same account. We looked at this the last time, but let's look at it again. He came out of that place of temptation. He came out of that place of temptation. Y'all in the house? And the Bible says in Luke 14, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. What happened? Luke 4, 14. Jesus returned where? In the power of the Spirit. And when he returned in the power of the Spirit, you know the story. I'm going to skip over because I read it before. But I want to get to verse 18. And then he announced in verse 18, as he read the scripture, and he sat down, and he announced, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is where? It's upon me. I said this before. In Mark Gospel, he went to his own hometown. He had made this announcement. It was public because he went in the synagogue where he normally would go and made this announcement. The Spirit of the Lord is up on me. Right? And then he told him what the Spirit of the Lord was upon him for. Because he has anointed me. So I want to tell you Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord, he said, is upon me because he has anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to do what? Heal the brokenhearted. Now, here's where I want to take you now. Because I'm not going to that. I want you to look with me if you can. I'm going to Ephesians chapter 1, 22. Jesus said it plain that the Spirit of the Lord is where? Upon me. He has anointed me. Are y'all in the house today? He has a what? He has anointed me. There is a corporate anointing. But also there is an individual anointing. Jesus is the head of this. And we are the body. And you can't separate your body from your head and live. Try it sometime. No, don't do that. Because you won't get to tell me about it. Somebody else will. Somebody else will have to tell me. Ephesians 2:1-22. Listen to this. He alone is the head and source of everything needed in the church. He, through his redemptive work, has provided for every member of his body, every one of you in here, he has provided. You're born again. You have been divinely connected to the source that has everything. If it has to do with life, it has to do with your success, your peace, your joy, your increase, your moving forward, your relationship, your understanding, whatever it has to do with life, he alone is your source. Anybody here? And he have given you, y'all in the house, he have given you, you, and me, us, of his nature, of his life. Whatever that caused God to be God, you got it. If you want. And God will never, y'all listen to me. God will never, under any kind of circumstance you can come up with, think of, talk of, fantasize, do whatever, analyze, whatever you do, will never stop him from being God. And that's who's in you. That's the kind of life you have on the inside of you. So when Satan tried to put pressure on you, he tried to make you, he does in a way to try to make you forget or faint and not know that you are anointed. That you have an anointing. That's on the inside of you. That whatever's trying to overpower you and crush you and take from you the joy, the peace, the comfort, the strength, the wealth, the health, the peace of mind, the victory that you that's been given you. When it comes, you try to take that, but he wants you to know, and you have an anointing. Yes. Who is the anointing? Who is the anointing? The Holy Spirit had made his home in you. I just want to know one thing before I go any further. Are y'all going to go with me today? Y'all won't fool me? Because I'm taking you somewhere. You don't see it. But if you would yield all these things that's been ruling you, fooling you, deceiving you, messing with you, got you bound. See, some people can be free in one area and all bound up in another. But you're about to have a breakout, Holy Ghost loosening, yoke destroying, tearing down, move of God in your life.